Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very glad our good friend Kelly Olweiler is here. Kelly is an original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Kelbergen Consulting. She's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking, and she is our paradox expert and a very good friend. One of the smartest ladies I know, Kelly Olweiler. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here to celebrate your anniversary.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, I've been reminding people all week long that small business owners should take every opportunity they can to celebrate any milestone, because everything small business owners do, almost everything that they do, is against all odds. And if you actually accomplish a milestone, you should stop for a moment while you're still trying to reach for that next rung on the success ladder. You should stop for a moment and say, hey, this is pretty cool right here. What do you think, Kelly?
Oh, I agree. I think especially when we're working really, really hard to keep our business going, we put our heads down and we don't look up. We don't notice, you know, the flowers around us. We don't take a breath of fresh air, and the stress level gets more and more and more, and celebrating and doing something special for yourself, even if it's going in and having a latte at some coffee shop, and acknowledging that you're doing it as celebration, that's important to acknowledge that that's what you're doing, is something that, you know, is like the pat on the back we need for ourselves.
Well, I agree. And, you know, the other thing is our customers like it when they hear about that we had a milestone.
Oh,
so
it's
a good business thing to let customers know, to let clients know, that you've accomplished a milestone, because they like hearing that you're being successful, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Put a chart on your wall.
Exactly.
If you have a place where your customers walk into, put a chart on your wall.
Yeah, no question.
Big signs that say, we did it.
We made another one. You know, Kelly, there are a lot of people out there who have small businesses listening right now who say there are a lot of people out there who don't have a small business who would like to have one. Maybe by desire or by necessity. I was that person at one point in time, 21 or so years ago, that I was the one. I became a small business owner by desire and necessity concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are people out there who have small businesses who almost some days would say like your babies or your teenagers, here, take mine. but if you don't have a small business and you want one, you know, it's a pretty compelling thing, and there are a lot of people out there who in that place in their life right now, aren't they?
Yes, there are, and that brings up something that I've been hearing about, which is people who are coming out of big companies and who've been wage earners their entire lives or most of their lives, and are looking at starting a new business, a small business.
They've had a salary all their life, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And it's a very different prospect to begin your own business. And one of the things that I'm discovering is some of these people bring a mindset of big business with them that doesn't always help them. They have to relook at some things.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that engine, that huge engine behind them,
mm-hmm,
that keeps things going and regulated for them so they can do their work.
What are some of the things that I you and I both know they also bring with them some things that are to their advantage if they take advantage of it. But let's talk about the things that are in their way. What would be an example?
Some of the things that are in their way is one, believe it or not, a 9-to-5 mindset.
Yeah.
And
how about sick days?
A 9-to-5 mindset, 5 or 6 days a week. but the thing is that with all the new technologies now, there's so much available that you run your business very differently than when you worked as a wage earner. There are all kinds of new applications. There's the internet. There's so much mobility. You can do things globally.
Yep.
And you have a virtual office that you can constantly be moving around. So you're plugged in a way, 24/7, taking advantage of all these different things. And you know, some people will work three quarters of a day and then half a day and then, you know, a full day and then another half day to make things go. And that's something you have to look at in your business. Is it the kind of business that you need to take advantage of that flexibility?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the people coming out of major corporations, I think they get the technology. What I think they might not realize, though, is, and I think they probably realize that they won't have an infrastructure behind them like they had. That if they don't get it the first moment, they'll get it the second moment. I think the thing that will shock them is the fact that they really will never be off.
Yeah.
And especially for a long time, maybe years, maybe a year, maybe years, maybe, you know, several years, that they won't have any time off. I mean, even when they're sleeping, they're going to be dreaming about this business. And I think they'll be amazed at how much of their time their business will suck up from them. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And one of the advantages of people who are coming out of a big business is they're usually quite adept at working computers and internet.
Yeah.
And there's so much available to them. You know, virtual employees.
Right.
They can do online marketing. Mm-hmm. A lot of commerce is done online now. And they don't have to get up to speed on all those things.
Well, absolutely. No, absolutely. They're going to be well-trained in that area. You know what? Another thing I think they'll be surprised about, though, I was talking earlier about how much time it was going to take. If they're doing this out of necessity, which was part of my thing back in 89, because I just gotten downsized. If they're doing it out of necessity, they're probably going to be to throw themselves into the business, and I think it might not only will it surprise them how much time it's going to take and how much of their being the business will take. I think they might be surprised at how much they're willing to give it. What do you think?
Yeah. And that can go both ways. They'll be surprised mm-hmm. at how much they get into it and want to be doing it all the time. Or they can be surprised at how much they want to go back and become wage earners.
Well, and that's the thing. And of course, what Kelly and I are doing, folks, is if that's where you are, you know, this is what we're trying to do is get you to understand this before you take the big leap, before you put whatever investment that you have in it. It might not be for you, but if it is for you, it's a beautiful thing. 20 After, Kelly Ohlweiler, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.